Thank you. Pianist Orrin Evans leading his Captain Black Big Band through a prayer for Columbine, the finale to 2014's Mother's Touch, here on Deep Threes. Scott Shields began our set with What Happened in Beirut, from his soundtrack to the TV series Strike Back. Feel Okay sounded the sirens for the Rachel 9000 soundtrack, alerting us that Peter Pan is dead. By Corey Wallace for the soundtrack to the short-lived fictional American TV series about reality show contestants Siberia. Opera Mort gave us Mille Vivers from Dedales. The German band whose name translates as Deafening Silence, Huren Betäubten Stille, gave us Scene 5, Ankunft, on Arrival, from Number One. And an attempt at serenity emerged from a wave of verbal chaos as the J.C. Sanford Orchestra aired Views from the Inside. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. I leave you with Harold Budd on a journey to the Dark Star, the personable version from Remixes. You can check out playlists and show archives on the website www.d3s.fm. Until next time, thanks for listening.
Thank you. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Radio. It's Burnaby.
This is Bird Note. In her grandmother's neighborhood in Chicago, Lily Holden made an early connection with the outdoors.
There was this huge vacant lot with a big old, I believe at the time, oak tree. It's a big tree. And so we would just climb the tree. We would play around, just pretty much banter and trash talking as kids. And as I got older, I hadn't realized how fundamental that was in my growth and the way that I regard nature.
Now an emerging environmental leader in Chicago, Lily has a different perspective on vacant lots, many of which were properties destroyed in the city's 1968 riots that were never rebuilt due to a lack of investment in Black communities.
The vacant lot as a kid was like an oasis, but as an adult, it felt more layered, nuanced because of the intersections between that space and race riots, lack of investment from the city of Chicago.
Chicago owns about 10,000 vacant lots. Because they're such a big part of the landscape in Black communities on the West and South Side, Lily wants to rethink how vacant lots fit into the ecology of these economically challenged neighborhoods.
I would like to see something where there's a push for renovating vacant lots to make it more community friendly. Maybe do a participatory planning process with community members on, hey, how would you like this vacant lot to be used? Ranging from a play space to a soccer space or a basketball court to a garden or even a pocket park or a pond area. I just think it just should really connect to the community.
For Bird Note, I'm Joanice Franklin.